Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. When most of us think of toxic, difficult, or abusive relationships, we think of domestic violence or severe psychological warfare. Truth is, it doesn't have to be extreme to be unhealthy for you. Toxic is not a diagnosis, it's an adjective. Social media will make you believe it's a diagnosis, and there's a checklist that if they fit the boxes, they're toxic. That's not how it works. Toxic can be anything from the bully on the playground all the way to the things we're seeing on Netflix and to the people that I am helping my clients get away from or remove from their life. The thing that many of us miss is that you alone get to decide who in your life is healthy for you and who is not. And you get to decide at what level they're in your life. So if you have relationships in your life that may not be severely toxic, so you're staying in them or accepting them because they're not that bad, that's what we're going to talk about today. Today, I'm talking about the just enough relationships you have in your life. Now, if you follow my podcast, or if you're in my support group, or if you've been in one of my group programs or worked with me privately, you realize that I was in something that was quite extreme. I didn't know it was quite extreme when I was in it because I was in it every day and I became used to it. That said, I know that there's people out there that will compare their situations to mine or compare their situations to people that they know who, quote, have it worse, and will then realize that they should thank their lucky stars and stay where they're at. I want to talk about that today. Relationships do not have to be visibly abusive to be unhealthy. There doesn't have to be violence. There doesn't have to be a ton of control. There doesn't have to be isolation. There doesn't have to be fear or threats or even anything super extreme for it to be unhealthy for you. Your personality, your values, your tolerance should be your guide in choosing the relationships that you keep in your life. You don't get to compare your relationship to others and then be grateful that yours isn't as bad. That is not you making the decision that is best for you. That is you settling because it could be worse. We've all been there. There is a chance that looking at the relationships that are just enough in your life could be some of the worst relationships you have, both for yourself and for the relationship as it stands. The just enough relationship is a relationship that gives you just enough to keep you around, but not enough to treat you the way you deserve. Just enough relationships are everywhere. And just like a toxic relationship, they don't discriminate. In these relationships, one of the participants gives just enough. They give the bare minimum. They give the least amount possible to the relationship, to the friendship, to the family, to the work team, but will not put one more ounce of effort towards it, while the other participant or participants give all that they have, sometimes to the point of desperation and exhaustion. The dangers for being in the just enough type situation is you are going to lower your standards and lower your expectations without even knowing it. You do it because you have grown tired. You've grown weary of being repetitively disappointed, so you just learn to not expect it. We don't expect to get the flowers. We don't expect to have a peaceful Christmas. We don't expect to get the credit or the recognition for our idea or our hard work. We quit expecting to get a shot at the promotion. It's always presented to someone else. We quit expecting the celebration for our accomplishments. We quit expecting the anniversary dinner, the promised vacation. The part that makes it difficult and different than the other toxic relationship or unhealthy relationships is you cannot say that this is a bad person. Now, the reason I feel compelled to talk about this is I have a couple private clients right now that really struggle with trying not to compare their relationship to the relationships that they hear about or they see that are much worse. Because they can look at theirs and go, yeah, but this one, the person that I'm in this relationship with is nothing like the person that Sally's in the relationship with. So what they want to do is they want to justify staying because it isn't terrible and they shouldn't complain and they should be thankful because it could be worse. They could be Sally. Now, you may try to express what you need in these just enough relationships. You might ask for more time. You might ask for help. Or just maybe a little bit of effort. You know, could you put in a little more effort? Maybe could we have a date night? Or, you know, if it's a coworker, if it's a work situation, you might ask for the raise. You might actually ask for a birthday party or do something to recognize your birthday, but you'll most likely not get it. Maybe just some flimsy verbal promises that really never hold true. Yeah, sure, we'll do that. Oh yeah, the next time promotions come around, I'll make sure that I check in with the raise thing for you. But time and time again, you're going to be disappointed. There's going to be no date night. There's going to be no raise. You're not going to get a birthday celebration. And time and time again, you're going to brush it off because they're really not treating you badly. Time and time again, you're going to make excuses as to why or why not their promises have no follow through. They're going to make these excuses and you're going to allow it. And chances of the reasons and excuses falling on you are pretty high. You know, why should I do that? You don't really try. You weren't that excited about it the last time I mentioned it. So you seem to be ungrateful for the things that I've done in the past. So why would I keep doing things for you? You're always so sensitive. If things don't go your way, you can't even take it. Your expectations are way too high. When was the last time you did that for me? Nothing is ever good enough for you. I'm never, ever going to keep you happy. And we feel guilty. We start believing that we're too much. So we take on the blame. We take on the blame of why the relationship doesn't get any better than just enough. We convince ourselves that the reason for the excuses that they make are true. So we try harder and we keep going. We expect less. And eventually, at some point, you're going to have had enough and you're going to seriously express it. And when you do so, and they realize that this might be a turning point, they're going to pull that long time rabbit out of the hat so that they can swoop in and save the day. The rabbit out of the hat trick always seems to give us a little bit of hope. And then when we notice that that's not sustainable, they're going to rave the said rabbit around in our face for months to remind us of the one time that they put in a little effort. Seeing things like this repetitively will cause you to feel like you are indeed the problem. And you're going to come down on yourself because of it. Do you know how I know this? Because I've done it. I've done it probably in every type of relationship that I have been in at one point or another. I also know we tend to take on the responsibility and the blame when we are the emotionally wired because we're willing to try harder so we feel better in the relationship. I guess maybe I am the employee that doesn't put enough effort in to get the raise or the promotion. I guess maybe I am the wife that nags too much. Maybe they're right. I guess maybe I am the grandma that's too possessive of her grandkids. I need to quit trying to spend time with them. I guess maybe I am making a bigger deal out of my birthday than I should. I am, after all, grown. I guess maybe I am spending too much time at the gym. I'll cut back to 2 days a week. Maybe I am the boyfriend that needs too much attention. Maybe I am the friend that always needs a pat on the back. The more you ask and don't receive, the harder you become on yourself. Let's see, did I misunderstand the situation? Did I not read the fine print? Did I read into it too much? Did I expect too much? Do I love them more than they love me? Have I not done enough for them? Do I not know how to be in a relationship? Maybe my education wasn't good enough for this job description. Am I selfish? Are they sick of me? Are they falling out of love? Am I going to get fired? Do you think I'm asking too much? You must be asking too much. I am so needy. I need to learn to take care of myself. With each question, your standards and your expectations of others become smaller. The more you take on that it's your fault, you quit expecting so much from someone else, while their standards and expectations for you become more and more harsh. Your expectations of them and what they're going to do for you go down. And when they do, they have a reason to decrease the effort. They're already doing nothing. And now that your expectations have gone down, they can do even less. Now you're going to begin accepting and expecting things like bad behavior, poor treatment, disrespect, criticism, blame, punishments, not getting the raise, even when your responsibilities increase, not getting the recognition for your achievements, and sometimes even allowing other people to take credit for them. You're going to expect things like not being included, not being important, not feeling like you're part of the group or part of the relationship or worth being in the relationship. You're going to start feeling like you're not worthy of people spending time with you. With your decrease in expectations and increase in acceptance of the bad things comes the phenomenon of the stinky room. Being in a just enough relationship or in a toxic relationship is like walking into a room that stinks. If you stay in the room, the smell goes away. You guys have heard me talk about this. It doesn't mean the room doesn't stink. It means your body says, we're going to desensitize the smell nerves because we don't like the way this smells. So we're just going to turn down the volume on how much she smells, so it's not going to smell so bad. Being in a toxic relationship or being in the just enough relationship, you desensitize and you start accepting this as daily behavior. These things are now seen as normal because they happen so often. You start expecting not to expect anything. Things that happen every day become adopted as just part of life. Just the way the cookie crumbles, you know, and the all-time famous one that everybody can't help but use, but also can't stand is, it is what it is. Insecurity in yourself is going to set in. You know, when we talk about the things that make us feel secure, it's the things we put into our own lives. It's investing time in ourselves, energy in ourselves, attention in ourselves, on the things that we're rewarded by feeling proud and confident. But when we focus all our time and energy and attention on being accepted by others, or hoping that if we just change, the relationship will feel better, your confidence and your self-security is going to plummet because you're not putting the attention and the time into yourself. You're putting it into someone else. And when you put your time and energy into someone else, you're not going to feel rewarded for that, because the newsflash, you can put as much time and as much attention as you want to into somebody else, and you can't make them do anything or say anything. They're going to do and say exactly what they want. And as this little cycle continues, you're going to feel unaccepted and undeserving. You're going to internalize your feelings of rejection. You're going to internalize your feelings of guilt. You're going to stop asking for what you need. You're going to stop standing up for yourself. You're going to stop being the real you. So how are you going to function in this just enough relationship if you don't change something? Because you know that now, because you've evaluated it, you know, you just ask for too much. So how are you going to function in this if you don't change something? So what do? We start overdoing. Now you're swinging by Starbucks at 7:34 a.m. to pick up their coffee before the 7:30 a.m. meeting, hoping you're going to get a pat on the back, or you're going to be accepted, or you're going to get that attaboy. Now you're getting groceries for the family and getting the oil changed in their car, cashing your paycheck so they have money to go bowling, hoping they're going to see how much effort you just put in. Now you're not only making their doctor's appointments, now you're taking off work to drive them to their appointments, so they can't say you didn't help or that you didn't do enough. They don't want a birthday party, but because you want to surprise them, you put a ton of effort into planning their party anyway, buying gifts anyway, probably ones that are too expensive, getting everything set. The guests are arriving and you find out that they've made plans on their own without telling you. And you say something like, oh, it was no big deal. I just threw it together. Don't worry about it. Even though you've been planning it for a month and a half and you've spent a lot of your money on it and you were so excited. Don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. Now you're doing the PowerPoint that you were supposed to do for the meeting. And 5 minutes before the meeting, you are also doing the spreadsheet that they were supposed to do for the meeting so that they don't look bad. You're swinging by CVS to buy a box of tampons on the way to men's poker night because she was watching the third episode of Sex and the City and didn't want to miss it. You loan them your drill. You loan them your little black dress. You let them use your car. You loan them money, only to never see any of it again, or your car to come back with scratches on it. But you continue to loan anyway because you're hoping to get them to respond. You get it? You've probably done it. And it probably did not get you any more acceptance than if you wouldn't have done any of it. You've learned, however, that you will not get the same treatment if you need the same thing. Right? You're going to overdo and overdo and overdo, but you don't want to seem needy or seem, you know, like you're asking for too much. So you're not going to ask for help. You know not to count on them. You do everything yourself. You don't expect them to help you carry the weight. You give up on things that bring you joy, and soon your tank is completely empty. The whole reason why you started overdoing was hoping to encourage some effort on their part when they see how much you're doing. But what you've actually done is you've caused them to raise their standards and their expectations that they have of you. You've been doing it, so now they expect you to keep doing it. Because you doing it means they don't have to do it. So now what? Their efforts can go down. They can actually do less because you've just picked up more. Through all of this, they are still an easy person to get along with. They still have great qualities. You can see that they certainly put effort into many things in their life. Just not your relationship or your marriage or your work team or your family or your friendship. Yet you are going to be content enough to stay, but you're going to find it very difficult to be happy. You still defend them. You'll still stand up for them. You'll still take their side. You'll still support them. You'll still make them look good to others, and you will still continue to pretend that you are happy with the situation. You'll hang on to that one-time rabbit that came out of the hat, but you will rarely ever see it. You know, your attention is going to remain on them as you try to prove yourself to them. While all the things that were good in your life and that made you, you are going to disappear. So the cycle of the just enough relationship is going to continue for years. And it can end up in total devastation as you realize you are living their life and have completely stopped living your own. So if you heard me talk, a toxic relationship is a relationship that you get to decide if it's in your life or not. You get to decide if it's healthy or not. You don't have to find a huge flaw. There doesn't need to be violence, belittling, backstabbing in order for you to justify letting the relationship go or changing the dynamic. You can leave the just enough marriage. You can quit the just enough job. You can end the just enough friendship, or you can decrease the time spent with the just enough family member. If you're feeling like there are situations in your life that may be just enough, then ask yourself this. Through all the efforts, between all the overdoing, ask yourself, if nothing changes, if it continues to be just enough, is this where I want to be for the rest of my life? Three reminders. Think about this. Are you getting what you deserve in this relationship or situation? Have you lowered your standards or changed who you are in this relationship or situation so it feels better? Is just enough enough for you? When you settle for less than you deserve, you are always going to end up with less than you settled for. As always, thank you for listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. I appreciate it. I appreciate the shares, and I appreciate your trust in me. Just because we're not all in the same chapter right now does not mean that we're not all in the same book. If you are just beginning your journey in searching whether relationships are toxic or healthy for you or not, it may help you to go to Coaching with Dr. Heidi and take what is called the TPA. Sometimes if you've been in a stinky room, the behavior that's been happening in your life, you think is normal. And by reading through the questions on the TPA, it might remind you that this isn't normal. Ratings and reviews on the podcast help me reach more people. They are always, always appreciated. The other thing that's appreciated is I love hearing from listeners. I truly take the time to try and respond to listeners that write in about their experiences of listening to the It's Not Normal, It's Toxic podcast. So thanks again for listening. And if you have questions, send them in, because here in the next month or so, I'm going to do an episode where I'm answering the questions that I receive through emails and through messages.